Hey, Notorious Bakersfield fans. Notorious Bakersfield the book is available for purchase. If you enjoyed this podcast, you'll love the book. Notorious Bakersfield the book dives deeper into the most infamous crimes, incidents, and personalities that have shaped Bakersfield. This literary adaptation uncovers 30 astonishing true stories from Bakersfield and Kern counties last century. Notorious stories from a notorious community. To purchase your copy, go to Amazon.com or your Amazon app and search for Notorious Bakersfield, the book. This is the Notorious Bakersfield podcast. I'm Robert Peterson, the host and creator of this podcast that takes a look back at some of Bakersfield's most notorious crimes, events, and characters. Before getting into this week's story, I want to give you a programming update regarding Notorious Bakersfield podcast. For the next month or so, I have some stuff going on that is making it difficult for me to produce this podcast every week. So for the next month or month and a half, I'm only going to release a new episode every other week. The weeks in between will be reruns. This is only temporary. I expect to be releasing new episodes weekly by the first or middle of April of this year. I just want to let you know about that. And thank you for your understanding. Toward the end of May 1993, Kern County Sheriff's Office received an anonymous tip regarding some children who were being neglected. The family was transient, living out of motel rooms. Before coming to Bakersfield, the family had been living in San Bernardino County in the city of Colton. They'd only been in Bakersfield for about a week when this tip came in. When deputies arrived at the Union Avenue Motel to investigate, they discovered two adults, a male and a female, and three children from 18 months to 7 years old, living in squalor. The children were taken into protective custody. The adults were taken to sheriff's headquarters for questioning. What detectives were trying to figure out was where another child was, a fourth child who hadn't been seen with this family for some time. This is Hidden for 5 years. When Kern County authorities visited room 113 at the Chaparral Motel, they discovered 31-year-old Diette Stewart and her 36-year-old boyfriend, William Bell. The couple and their three children had been living in the $25 night motel for about a week. The motel room was a filthy mess. Mixed with the children's toys and clothes were bottles of liquor. A bottle of Kahlua sat atop a Bible on the nightstand. The beds didn't have any linens. The mattresses were naked. Inside a closet stored more of the family's belongings. In no particular order, items were just piled haphazardly halfway up the closet. Also found in the room was paperwork that indicated the family had applied for welfare and food stamp benefits in Kern County. Deputies were there investigating an anonymous tip. Someone called in to report one of the couple's children was no longer in their custody and was suspected to be dead. Diette Stewart and William Bell were questioned regarding this missing child. Stewart and Bell acknowledged this child. They identified him as Brandon Germain Stewart. Initially, the couple claimed Brandon was being cared for by a relative in Colton. Investigators could tell the couple wasn't being forthcoming with information. They weren't answering questions directly about this child. There was just something fishy about their story. Investigators speculated one of the reasons the couple was being deceptive was to avoid welfare fraud charges. If they were trying to apply for welfare benefits for a dependent that was no longer in their custody, That would be fraud. The well-being and safety of Brandon was the paramount concern for the investigators. Verifying that he was being cared for by an out-of-town relative was the ultimate goal. And Stewart and Bell weren't giving authorities the information they needed to establish this. Child Protective Services was called. The three remaining children were placed in protective custody while investigators questioned Stewart and Bell at the sheriff's headquarters on Norris Road. The family's car, a 1965 blue Mustang, was impounded from the motel's parking lot. It was towed to a storage facility. That was Friday, May 28, 1993. By the next day, Saturday, Stewart and Bell finally admitted Brandon was dead. They said he died in May 1988, 5 years back. He was just 3 years old when he died. The couple claimed Brandon died in Colton. They both said the boy died as a result of falling in a bathtub and hitting his head. William Bell told investigators he buried young Brandon's body near a creek in rural San Bernardino County. With the death occurring in Colton, Kern County officials turned the case over to the Colton City Police Department to investigate. Since the potential crime was in their jurisdiction, it was now their problem. San Bernardino officials charged Stewart and Bell on suspicion of homicide. The couple led Colton police detectives to the area where Bell claimed he buried Brandon's body 5 years before. But there was no body found. So Colton police took William Bell back to their headquarters and questioned him more intense. William Bell finally admitted that he didn't bury that body near that creek. In fact, Bell said he never buried the body at all. He said he stored the body in the trunk of the Mustang the Kern County Sheriff's Office impounded from the motel's parking lot. That's right. William Bell was claiming the Kern County Sheriff had possession of the boy's body. It was in the trunk of the car that was sitting at an impound yard in Bakersfield. Kern County Sheriff's detectives went to the impound yard. They opened the trunk of the Mustang. It was full of the family's possessions. But at the bottom, beneath a pile of towels, bundled in a blanket, was the body of Brandon Germain Stewart. For several days, the Kern County Sheriff's Office had possession of the body and never knew. Authorities said it appeared the body had been undisturbed for the entire 5 years it had been in the trunk.
Child found dead inside the trunk of a car
was discovered in the trunk of a car.
They found the body inside the trunk.
Body was found in the trunk.
Discovering the body inside of the trunk
was found in the trunk of a car.
Confirms the victim was found in the trunk.
Upon searching the trunk, they found a child's body.
Finding a child's body in the trunk of a car that had been impounded by the Kern County Sheriff's Office was a big news story, not just in Bakersfield, but across the country. An autopsy was conducted. A Kern County pathologist determined 3-year-old Brandon Stewart died from blunt force trauma to his head. He had 2 skull fractures. Since Brandon Stewart's body was discovered in Kern County, both Diet Stewart and William Bell were turned back over to Kern County officials. The investigation into the 3-year-old's death was once again in the hands of the Kern County Sheriff's Office. Investigators needed to figure out if one or both of the suspects were responsible for Brandon's death. According to statements given to detectives, Diet Stewart maintained her son Brandon died while in the care of her boyfriend, William Bell. She said that on May 7, 1988, while living in Colton, she went out with a friend to celebrate her 26th birthday. When she returned to the apartment she and Bell shared, Bell was holding Brandon's lifeless body. Bell told Stewart, "The boy fell in the bathtub." She said she attempted to give the toddler CPR, but it was too late. So the defense Diet Stewart offered was, "I wasn't there. My son died while my boyfriend, William Bell, was taking care of him." The couple feared getting into trouble, so rather than contacting authorities to report young Brandon died, they decided to bury his body. They dressed the boy's corpse and bundled it in a blanket. William Bell left their apartment claiming he was going to bury the body. Diet Stewart said she believed her boyfriend followed through on what he said he was going to do with the body. She maintained she had no idea the body of her son remained in the trunk of their car for 5 years. Stewart continued to claim that she wasn't present when Brandon died. If her son died as a result of abuse, she said it was her boyfriend, William Bell, who inflicted those injuries. She played no part in the death, and she cooperated with the investigation. Rather than take a chance that a jury would convict them for second-degree murder, both defendants took plea deals. In November 1993, both Diet Stewart and William Bell accepted plea agreements with the Kern County District Attorney. They both agreed to plead guilty to voluntary manslaughter charges. They were sentenced separately. William Bell was sentenced to 6 years in prison. The next month, Diet Stewart was sentenced to 11 years. The judge found Stewart was the adult who had inflicted long-term abuse on her son. William Bell didn't start dating Stewart until relatively late in the boy's short life. It was Stewart, the boy's mother, who was the person most at fault for Brandon's continued long-term abuse. If you lived in Bakersfield when this occurred, you'll probably remember how shocking this story was. The fact that the family drove around with the 3-year-old's body in the trunk of their car for 5 years was disturbing. But then when we learned the sheriff's office impounded the car without thoroughly searching it, that was unbelievable. Resources used to research this story: at Bakersfield, California. This is Robert Peterson. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'll be back next week, next Tuesday, with another notorious Bakersfield story. Until then, stay safe, stay out of trouble, don't become a future episode of the Notorious Bakersfield podcast.
Just helping you out with your facts there.